Constraining Quasar Structure Using High-Frequency Microlensing Variations and Continuum Reverberation, by E. Payak et al. Gravitational microlensing is a powerful tool to probe the inner structure of strongly lensed quasars and to constrain parameters of the stellar mass function of lens galaxies. This is done by analyzing microlensing light curves between the multiple images of strongly lensed quasars, under the influence of three main variable components: 1. The continuum flux of the source, 2. Microlensing by stars in the lens galaxy, and 3. Reverberation of the continuum by the broad line region, BLR. The latter, ignored by state-of-the-art microlensing techniques, can introduce high-frequency variations which we show carry information on the BLR size. We present a new method which includes all these components simultaneously and fits the power spectrum of the data in the Fourier space, rather than the observed light curve itself. In this new framework, we analyze COSMOGRAIL light curves of the two image system QJ0158-4325 known to display high-frequency variations. Using exclusively the low-frequency part of the power spectrum, our constraint on the accretion disk radius agrees with the thin disk model estimate and previous work that fit the microlensing light curves in real space. However, if we also take into account the high-frequency variations, the data favor significantly smaller disk sizes than previous microlensing measurements. In this case, our results are in agreement with the thin disk model prediction only if we assume very low mean masses for the microlens population, i.e. equals 0.01 m_O·. Eventually, including the differentially microlens continuum reverberation by the BLR successfully explains the high frequencies without requiring such low-mass microlenses. This allows us to measure, for the first time, the size of the BLR using single-band photometric monitoring. R_BLR equals 1.6 × +1.5 −0.8 × 10⁻¹⁷ cm, in agreement with estimates using the BLR size luminosity relation. This was constraining quasar structure using high-frequency microlensing variations and continuum reverberation, by E. Payak et al.